Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There is nothing wrong with humiliating yourself, especially in wrestling. I mean, look at some of the all-time greats. Kenny Omega, Kurt Angle, The Rock, Steve Austin. All of these people at one time was like, ha-ha, I'll make myself a joke. And it just made them even better as performers. Therefore, if you are going to do it, you may as well do it on the grandest stage of them all. So let's head to WrestleMania and talk about 10 people that did exactly this. Number 10, Sheamus and Cesaro at WrestleMania 34. To the Bar were a really good tag team, and it was really cool watching them develop, because at first they were kind of a couple of guys thrown together, and now I've got to the point where I'm like, man, if they could re-team in 2024, somebody should pull that trigger. The tag team scene is wildly different. They would smash it. When we did indeed get to WrestleMania 34, though, there was a big question mark over who their opponents would be. Like, they were the tag team champions. It was quite clear that Braun Strowman was going to be thrown in the mix. But who was his partner going to be? Well, it turned out it was going to be Nicholas. It sounds so absurd to say, in some corners of the wrestling community absolutely hate this, but Braun decided, I'm going to go into the crowd, I'm going to find a child, and they are going to team with me, and if you can believe it, also become the tag team champions. I don't even care, man. This was totally brilliant, and because it was during an era where Vince McMahon didn't really understand tag team wrestling, let's just have all the entertainment. I think how cool it was for flipping Nikki. And yes, once again, if we were doing it today, I'd be a bit like, man, we're leaving money on the table. But it wasn't today. It was back in the past. And more power to Sheamus and Cesaro. They couldn't have sold this any better. But now Beth Phoenix at WrestleMania 28. So let us make sure we give Beth Phoenix her due here. Because she was performing during a time when women's wrestlers had to fight for every single thing that they got. And she was still able to have a bunch of bangers. That is not easy. So her name is written into stone when it does come to women's wrestling, which is why when we got to this WrestleMania and we were going to have a celebrity involved, everyone was like, well, you better go get Beth. And this is why she did indeed team up with Eve Torres to take on Kelly Kelly and television presenter Marina Menounos. Now, this is actually fine, all things considered. Like, you have to go in with your expectations in the right place. But what we should talk about today is how far Phoenix was willing to go. Phoenix also took the pin here because she is an ultimate professional. And let's face it, these days, the bar when it comes to celebrities is the likes of Bad Bunny and Logan Paul. But back then, well, this was more than okay. Number 8, Santino Marella at WrestleMania 25. I mean, this was Santino Marella's whole thing, and it did turn him into an absolute legend. As far as I'm concerned, if you are talking about all-time comic performers, this guy's got to be on the list. It was a swing and a miss at WrestleMania 25, though, because not only did WWE do a Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal, it only went 6 minutes. I'm sorry, in what world are you able to do a Battle Royal in 6 minutes? This is basically insulting. You could see the company wasn't taking it seriously either, because the winner was indeed Santino Marella, who was meant to be Santino Marella's sister, but obviously, as I'm sure you figured out already know, it was just Santino dressed up as a woman. He also got the victory by eliminating his in-story girlfriend Beth Phoenix in the time. Like, this would have been perfectly okay in the real world. Listen, this wasn't Santino's fault. He was just doing what he was told. But it just sums up, once again, what WWE was doing with women's wrestling at the time, and basically setting it back 10 years. And again, goes 6 minutes on WrestleMania, and a bunch of people didn't get entrances. That's your humiliating part. They all deserve better. Number 7, Bam Bam Bigelow at WrestleMania 10. Now, this is kind of mad, because 1 year later, it would be Bam Bam Bigelow who the WWF went to and said, oh, hi, we want you to main event against NFL star Lawrence Taylor, because we believe in you to take care of him. When you go to WrestleMania 10, though, it's the complete opposite, and actually we have a personal story here, because a friend of one of the writers at What Culture went to WrestleMania 10, and they saw Bam Bam Bigelow, allegedly, and they said, oh, Bam Bam, are you looking forward to the pay-per-view? He went, what do you think? I'm wrestling a clown. This was all accurate, too, because it was Bigelow and Squeeze Luna Vachon taking on Doink and Dink, and you can already figure out how this one meant to go. Bam Bam had to kind of like over the top slip on our banana skin, and again, it was fine for what it was. But Bam Bam Bigelow was one of the greatest big men ever. You probably should have been giving him more than this. It's actually the same for the face-painted warriors as well, because look, the OG version of Doink is really good, and even here, when they were quite literally being clowns, well, it was good for the kids. This doesn't need to be a WrestleMania match. Bigelow himself also must have struggled a little bit, because this was sandwiched in between Bret versus Owen Hart, which is an all-time classic, and Randy Savage's last ever WrestleMania appearance. The good news is, Bam Bam did win. Afterwards, he absolutely destroyed Dink, because nobody liked that guy anyway. Number 6, Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 28. Ah, the classic. Now, recently I did go through all the WrestleManias for a very special edition of Ups and Downs, and there is one thing we have to poo-poo here. This was actually nothing special for WrestleMania. In fact, Vince McMahon loved doing squash matches all the time. The major issue with this one, though, is that Bryan was slowly getting over here, and fans are starting to go, this unhinged character he's playing is actually really entertaining, and his relationship with AJ Lee is also really fun. So all of a sudden, we started to realize that a match with Sheamus could do the world of good for both of them. When the bell rang, Daniel Bryan kissed AJ when Sheamus came flying in with the Brone Kick, and in 18 seconds, he had become the World Heavyweight Champion. Now, of course, the crowd there reacted, because it was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I'd seen. But give it a few hours, and everyone's like, wait a minute, we got screwed out of the match, and we just took Bryan's title off him. This is baloney. So once again, I'm not sure humiliation is the right word, because Bryan throws himself into things with such aplomb, he always gets away with it. But I will take the finger of blame, and I'll point it at management, because they didn't know what they had, which we were absolutely about to find out over the next 2 years and then.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Number 5, Sami Zayn at WrestleMania 38. So this is one of the best performances at any WrestleMania ever. I mean it. Because the Jackass match sounded terrible on paper, but Sami Zayn got together with Johnny Knoxville and essentially said, well, I can just be the butt of all of the jokes, and the end result was something truly wonderful, and really only something Sami Zayn could have pulled off. Kevin Owens summed it up too, where he actually said this. He was like, man, we don't give that guy the credit he deserves. And here's just some of the ways that Sam got his butt kicked. He was slapped by a huge hand. He was kicked in the balls courtesy of a prosthetic leg. He had to stand there and watch Party Boy dance in his face. And Wee Man gave him a big old slam. It is just a triumph for what wrestling can be when everybody is on the same page. And the fact that Sammy went out there and was just so happy to be the punchline. Honestly, I could watch this till the cows come home. It will never get old. And if I had some stupid rating system, I'd give it 5 stars. You want to know why? Because I find it fun. Up. That is the wrong show. Before The Undertaker at WrestleMania 33. Again, the word humiliation seems to be going a little bit too far, but even The Undertaker had admitted this. He really wanted to give Roman Reigns the best ever match he could. Very sadly, by WrestleMania 33, his body just wouldn't listen anymore. If you were live at the event too, you could definitely see this as he desperately tried to put Roman on that pedestal. But this was always going to go bad because it was going to be the second loss the dead man suffered at the Show of Shows. And nobody ever wanted that. They're still debating it today. It's also mad because we didn't use this to turn Roman heel, but that's a different video for a different day. There's even one point when The Undertaker is going for a tombstone and he kind of buckles a little bit. It's just Father Time kicking his ass. And not only is this going to happen to all of us, but it's definitely going to happen to you when you spent 30 years on the road, essentially just throwing yourself around a ring. Now, the Goldberg match was far worse than this, but it is a big old eye-opener. And once again, Mark Calloway himself has said this. What we should have done here at this point in his career is done what AEW had done with Sting and Darby Allin. Just figure out a way to accentuate his positives. So no, this isn't the dead man's finest hour. But once again, he basically had no knees. What was he meant to do? Number three, Ultimate Dragon at WrestleMania 20. So if you are a loyal WWE watcher and don't care about anything else, which is perfectly fine by the way, you probably don't understand all the palaver around Ultimo Dragon. It's kind of sad. And this is because the WWE didn't treat him especially well. That's mostly because when he walked out at WrestleMania 20, he slipped on his entrance. That's right, there was clearly some kind of water or something on the aisleway and his leg gave way. Really did make you die inside. He also did the same thing when he went to pose on the top rope on Tina the Turnbuckle. But once again, I'm going to point my humiliation finger at the WWE, because as soon as this happened, I bet they were like, we knew he was nothing special, but also he was put into the cruiserweight division. And do you know what management thought about that? They just didn't care. By the time the DVD edition had been released, we had cut this out. This sort of doomed Ultimo 2 failure, which is absolutely nonsense, because go and watch everything he did in Japan. He was essentially the guy that came up with the belt collector gimmick, and there's a hilarious picture where he has like 342 championships. That's the dragon we should have used, and we didn't. Number two, Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 35. We have got to leave off Baron Corbin when it comes to this one. I mean, he was just doing his job, and by the way, he always does his job very, very well. The man deserves more credit. The thing is, though, Kurt Angle was one of the best ever, and recently there's been some mad chat on the internet that he is overrated, and that actually annoys me. I don't care, man. You could take any element of sports entertainment, and Kurt could do all of it. It is why he wanted to face John Cena in his final match at WrestleMania 35, because he wanted to go out the right way. That's when Vince just went, no, you're going to be taken on Corbin. Now again, if this was any other Mania, it would have been totally cool. You build the match, and you do whatever you do want to do. But Kurt Angle deserved a send-off like the one we just gave Sting, and instead, they allowed him 6 minutes. There's that number again. What is it with 6 minutes at WrestleMania? The worst part was the fans weren't able to invest in this for all the reasons we have talked about. And look, at this period, Samoa Joe was in the company, AJ Styles in the company, and they both had mad history with Kurt. And once again, they would have been able to take some of the slack. It blows my mind that we didn't do this, because we did not do right by one Kurt Angle. Number one, Bret Hart at WrestleMania 26. So if you do watch this in context, it is totally fine. And actually, given what Bret Hart had gone through by this point in terms of his medical situation, it's actually super inspiring. I don't even know how he got out of bed every day. But it does go to show that you can overcome anything with the right mindset, and there was some intrigue to this. We were going to finally wrap up the Montreal Screwjob storyline. WWE just decided to over-egg the pudding. Because yes, if we are being honest, none of this was good. Especially because once again, we had just made the plot so confusing and we had thrown all the hearts into the mix. So you kind of sat there and watched it and you thought to yourself, man, I think this is the best idea. I think Bret probably needed this just to draw a line under all of it. But once again, it's not entertaining. And what makes me really mad is that the Hitman came out to the new Hart Foundation theme when the old one was right there. Why do you do this to me? There were just other ways we should have done this that would have been much, much better. And while we are talking about this, we also shouldn't have made Bret the United States champion. A lot of this was 2 + 2 = Mateo, but it doesn't matter, because even despite all that, he's still the best ever, and I will stand by that to the day I die. Now, of course, please do click the video on the screen, which is me talking about all the WrestleManias. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Leave a comment below and let me know if I'm right or if I'm wrong or somewhere in the middle, and other people you think got humiliated at WrestleMania. Maybe I'll be there one day. I won't be, but you never know. Take care. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.